Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth may pass away, but my words will endure forever." For some, God's word has been around too long. First of all, when Jesus spoke those words, "Heaven and earth may pass away, but my words will never pass away," he was putting his teachings on par with God's teachings. The people who were listening to him 2,000 years ago, people who were very familiar with the words of the Old Testament, when they heard those words that Jesus spoke, they were familiar words. They likely reminded Peter, James, John, Andrew of the words of Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah 40, verse 8. "The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever." Jesus was making a bold statement. His words were God's words. Well, like I said, there are so many who would like to see those words done away with. For example, the theory of evolution versus creation is more than just a scientific battle. It is a scientific battle, but it's an attack on God's word. God's word says that God created everything in 6 days and then rested on the seventh day. The theory of evolution says that everything that exists evolved over billions of years. God's word points to a very young earth, not an earth that is billions of years old. So if I were to believe the theory of evolution that says that everything evolved over a long, long time rather than God making everything in 6 days, I'm undermining the opening words of his scriptures. And if Jesus said that God made everything in 6 days, if Jesus taught that too, then I'm saying that Jesus didn't know what he's talking about. The very Son of God didn't. It's an attack on God's word. God's word also teaches us in the opening chapters of Genesis that Adam and Eve committed the first sin when they took the forbidden fruit and they ate it. And because they disobeyed God, because they sinned, one of the results of that is that we die. Before that, there was no death. Now, if I believe in the theory of evolution, though, that says that everything evolved into being up to the time of Adam and Eve, even, then there's a problem there, because according to God's word, death did not occur before the forbidden fruit. What a tangled web it weaves when we buy into the theory of evolution rather than stand on God's enduring word. And the theory of evolution, as young people hear that taught, hear it accepted by people that they respect, struggle with God's word. And if the opening words of God's scriptures cannot be trusted, how much of it can be, is what they question. Another attack on God's word happened about 200 years ago. A French philosopher by the name of Voltaire. He had no use for Christianity. He was a brilliant atheist, if I can put it that way. In one of his tracts that he published, Voltaire said, "In 100 years, the Bible will be a forgotten book." He wrote that about 200 years ago. In 100 years, the Bible will be a forgotten book. If we look across the ages, we can see that the Bible is the most despised, derided, denied, disputed, dissected, and debated book of all time. But the good news is we also know that even today yet, the Bible is the most read, most published, and most translated book. A lot of people use it. In the last two years, Barna Group did a survey among Americans and their reading habits with the Bible. Here's what they found out, some trends in modern Bible usage. On the negative side, they found that skepticism and Bible engagement are tied for the first time. It used to be that among Americans, the number of Americans who really engaged the Bible, who trusted the Bible, was higher than the number of skeptics of the Bible. In the most recent survey, about 19% of Americans were really engaged with the Bible and really respected it, really made good use of it, 19% of Americans. At the same time, 19% of Americans were skeptical of the Bible and thought there was too much of it in our culture. It's the first time it's ever happened. But even though those changes have taken place, America is still a pro-Bible society. 56% of Americans are very pro-Bible. And if the survey found out that most of us wish that we were reading our Bible more often too. About 62% of us. And the number one reason that we're not reading our Bibles as much as we want, maybe this works for you too. We're too busy. We have too many distractions. And we wish we could read it more often if we could just find the time. Because we know there's something special about it. One of the other neat things that's been happening with Bible reading, Barna describes this way, that the age of the screen is here to stay. In other words, more people than ever are reading their Bibles on their smartphones and their tablets. One of the things the survey found out that among the people who say that they're reading their Bible more today, 25% of them are saying, 25% of that group says that they're reading their Bible more because it's in your pocket, on their phone, or on their tablet. Great tool. Yes, you could use your Bible in church on your phone, but that's not an excuse to sit there and go through Facebook in church and be a distraction for others. Another thing that the survey found, that increasingly people are going to the Bible for answers and for comfort. Let me explain what that means. More than in the past, Americans are going to the Bible to find wisdom, to find guidance, or if they're going through a tough time in their life, they go to the Bible for comfort. Not a bad thing. But you know what's different with this than in the past? In the past, the majority of Americans said that they would go to the Bible as a place where they would meet God. It's different now. But no matter what the reason is that Americans are going to God's Word, doesn't God tell us that His Word will do exactly what He wants it to do? So no matter what reason we are making use of God's Word for, no matter what is drawing us to the Scriptures, when we go there, we are going to meet the author of those words, who is our God. Is the Bible a forgotten book today? I think in many ways it is. It's right under our noses. We know it's there, but we're not using it. You know, back in the 1930s, this terrible event happened out west called the Dust Bowl. For many years, there was drought. Farmers lost their farms. They weren't able to grow crops. Today we know that just beneath the feet of those farmers who didn't have water, was one of the largest bodies of water in North America, the Ogallala Aquifer, right beneath their feet. But they didn't have the technology to tap it. You know, today as we go through troubles, and if we don't go to God's Word, we're missing out on something. As we're going through life, enjoying life the way it is, if we don't go to God's Word, we're missing out on even more joy. The farmers in the Dust Bowl didn't have the technology to tap the resources that they needed beneath their feet. As we go through life, good times and bad times, God has given us His Word to go with us. What a resource. Let's make use of it. Remember how I said Voltaire published a sentence that said, in 100 years, the Bible will be a forgotten book. Eventually, Voltaire passed away like everyone. His property went up for sale. And sometime after his passing, his house was purchased by the French Bible Society. And for about 100 years, the French Bible Society operated a Bible depository, distribution point, and publishing center out of his house. The Bible is not a forgotten book. Jesus' words will endure forever. And because Jesus' words will endure forever, that is such good news for us. That means that the promises of Jesus will endure forever. Like, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Or like when Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those, that promise endures forever. When Jesus says, because I live, you shall live also. That promise endures forever. And the promise that God's word will change lives will also endure forever. 2,000 years ago, Jesus told His listeners, whoever hears my word and believes in Him who sent me will not be condemned. They have crossed over from death to life. Because Jesus' words endure forever, that promise can still be trusted, and God's word still changes lives. So if Jesus' words endure forever, and His promises endures forever, then we too can trust in Him and His promise that we have life eternal. It is ours. We possess it. Praise be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.